The bit we're unsure of is when passenger travel will restart. So we're working with the two governments to the 48-hour deadline, and we're working on the testing regimes that can be introduced so that we will be able to provide people with information about how to get tests in advance and then be able to travel.
And do you think that ultimately that may be something that we're going to see, that people will have to be tested in advance before travelling from the UK to France?
That's what we understand from the French authorities. They're saying that they want to test a negative test within 72 hours of the crossing, and that they'll have officers checking those test certificates at our Folkestone terminal to make sure that people have complied. So now what we need to do is to make sure that the capacity exists in the testing system and that people will be able to get to a test centre in time to get their results back and then travel for Christmas. In the end, we got everybody away. All the passengers who turned up with bookings for last night made it to France in time. Unfortunately, a few trucks didn't quite get through by the deadline, and they had to be sadly exited. And now, unfortunately, they've joined the rest of the trucks in Operation Stack. Well, like everybody, we are very, very concerned about the COVID virus, and we want to follow government guidance, as we have all the way through the crisis, to make sure that our staff and our passengers are kept as safe as possible, and to limit the spread of the infection. So clearly we understand what the French position is, but it's a very difficult one economically for us to take on.